Hey, I'm so glad you're with me here at Truth Unbound. I'm Walt Swaim, your host. Now, what you're about to see is not new, but given the current climate of vaccines and vaccine passports and the overreach by government to mandate these types of things, this report just happened to come out during all this and just before Christmas. So, well, just watch this.
So I have a chip implant in my arm. And I have programmed the chip so that I have my COVID passport and on the chip. And the reason is that I always want to have it accessible. And when I read my chip, I just swipe my phone on the chip and then I unlock and it opens up. This is a PDF, which is my COVID passport. And this means that it's always accessible for me or for anyone else really who wants to read me. For example, if I go to the movies or go to a shopping center, then people will be able to check my status, even if I don't have my phone. A chip implant costs, 100 euros if you want to buy them the more advanced versions. And you can compare this with, for example, a health wearable that will cost perhaps twice that. But at the same time, a chip implant you can use for 20, 30, 40 years. Whereas a wearable you can only use for 3-4 years. So if you understand how these implants work, they are they don't have a battery, they cannot transmit a signal by themselves, so they're basically passive. They're asleep, right? They can never tell your location. They're only activated when you touch them with your smartphone. So this means that they cannot be used for tracking anyone's location. And what matters to me is that the people who get chip implants, they do so because they are, on a voluntary basis, and because they're curious and they want to work with this technology.
Well, what does God say about this? It's not so much about what he says, but what he has already said, past tense. You see, God's word and truth read like a headline in today's news all the time, as we just saw. But what did God say then about it? And should we as believers be fearful of this? What do we do now as followers of Jesus in response to this? Well, let's find out right now. Hey, welcome again to Truth Unbound. Would you like, subscribe, follow, and share this podcast? And also feel free to comment or even email me at info@truthunbound.org with any of your questions. All right? So I appreciate it. Just like the video, subscribe to it, hit all notifications so you know when the latest comes out. So, well, anyway, let's get on with this today. All right, so as we said before, we know that microchips are not new. In fact, some of us, including myself, even have an implant in our pet. My dog has one. But as time moves on, they are getting more, well, let's say more reasonable and commonsensical. To the world, that is, but not the believer in Christ. And even to most who aren't religious, per se, right now they're resistant to this idea. But I have a feeling that won't be for long. Now, with the pressure for COVID vaccine passports and constant booster shots and showing proof of that, well, this Swedish company has capitalized on it, if you couldn't tell. Now, how does the chip work? Well, take a look in the picture here with the guy holding this. It's a grain-sized implant to be put under the skin, usually in the arm or hand. It works like, well, kind of like your credit card that has the tap technology on it, where you just hold it up to the receiver and it takes the money out of your account. Just hold it close to your phone, for instance, or a scanner of some type, and bam, all your personal medical details for COVID and more appear on the phone for everyone to see, especially those that are demanding it or requiring it. Now, this is not worldwide yet, but that day is surely coming, and we're going to talk more about that in just a minute and how the scriptures actually predict this. But in one article about this, it says this, that on December 1st, Sweden mandated that people attending events with more than 100 people must show proof of COVID vaccination. That announcement, local media report, has led to an increase in microchip usage, with about 6,000 takers so far. Sweden has been on the cutting edge of this technology, With the state-owned railway accepting tickets via microchip since 2017. End quote. Well, yeah, in addition to this, the Swedish maker here of this chip says that, well, this is completely reversible as well. Don't worry about it. You don't want it in your body anymore? We'll take it out. Now, why does this whole thing raise eyebrows right now, and maybe even the blood pressure in some people, to see something like this chip come out and become so easily accessible? I mean, after all, it's harmless, right? It's convenient. It's relatively cheap. I think they run about $115 or so, they said. You can never forget it like a card or a key, and it gives you more freedom, right? Well, on the one side, it rings alarm bells, especially for probably more conservative Americans, because we have seen how quickly government gets on its authoritarian high horse and divides people into two classes. Boy, this sounds familiar, kind of like 1940s familiar. Anyway, the vaccinated and the other unvaxxed, or unvaccinated people. The unvaxxed are now a second class of people. They lose their jobs over it. They are rejected in having services or entertainment. And they're to be rejected from even some of the most basic freedoms and services. Now, the government here once said not long ago, there'll be no mandates. They don't foresee doing that kind of thing. But within weeks, they turned and mandated vaccines over those they had legal authority or even no legal authority to do so. And what's maybe surprising in some way, tens of thousands of citizens are very willing to comply and shame others into doing this as well. In other words, to force people to get these chips, it's not a stretch of the fertile imagination. It is a soon-to-come reality, and the ground is being cultivated, and it's fertile for it right now. Now, again, the maker assures us that you can't be tracked with it. As in this article, he says that the technology like this only needs it can't be tracked. It's kind of asleep, if you will. But even the non-IT familiar person knows that technology like this, it only needs a simple programming switch, easy for any coder to do. Plus, that would be something you would want to ease into after people, under the guise that they won't be tracked, will end up having it switched on to track them while it's already in their bodies and they can't just easily pop it out of there. But why do many Christians get agitated when they see reports like this? Well, it's because of what God told us already will come in the future in His Word, in the Scriptures. In Revelation chapter 13, verses 15 through 18, where He says, He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Now, what's in play here is what we see in verse 17. For instance, where it says, again, we'll read it again. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or in their on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Now, what do we see here? Well, he's going to be this worldwide leader under which all the power of the governments of the people of the world will be gathered, is going to be forming a one-world economy. And the only key that you have to get the basic services and needs and more that you need or want, you will have to have that mark. And this chip looks like a very likely candidate to help that happen. You see, we already see that governments, including ours here in the States, are lurching always toward more centralized control. And as we see so many willing to enforce vaccine injections into people's bodies that they may not want or unsure that they can have due to a health condition that it could complicate, the COVID vaccine passports and the vaccine itself, continual boosters thereafter, are going to be required for eating out or attending entertainment or sports events, and then even more. You see, it only takes a simple additional step to require this mark of technology to be required for all people to be able to buy the most basic of necessities. Now, not only will this happen due to mandates forcing it, but it will be justified morally by people who don't have authority over you and by the governments. In other words, they'll say it's an act of Christian love to get the chip so we can all be happy and free. I mean, it's sensible and it's a right. So all must do this to maintain health and peace and to be able to spend time with grandma safely. By the way, I thought it was interesting in this one photo here, this one article reporting about this, which hand do you see this being injected into? It's right, it's the right hand. Revelation says the mark will be on the right hand. In fact, in this insider's article, interestingly enough, it says that people are getting the chip inserted, they're getting it inserted just above their thumbs. Why? Because it makes it easier for them to get to scan themselves into homes, gyms, and offices, or to pay for public transport by swiping their hands over digital readers, end quote. The maker says it's here to stay, like we see here to stay, like in this article. And he said this back in 2014, 7 years ago, as of the recording of this podcast. And now thousands of more have gotten it in Sweden and in other countries since then, and increasingly so now. Now, what about the believer side of this? For instance, the Bible answer man, Hank Hanegraaff, be careful of what he teaches, and here's why. Last year in a podcast, he assures us Christians that there's nothing to worry about. And you just don't need to worry about this. You need to worry more about other things, like living the Christian life. In a video, he said last year that Christians should stop fretting about the mark and that, quote, how about loudly accepting the mark of the Lamb, end quote, Hanegraaff said. And quoting again, he said, how about offering up your body as a living sacrifice, end quote. Now, God's word saves and transforms us, he added, rescuing us from superstitious ideologies that harm our Christian witness. Now remember, Hank Hanegraaff, the Bible answer man, is what is called in theological circles a preterist. In other words, any of the prophecies about end times in the Bible, he sees that they actually, all of them have already occurred and were fulfilled by 70 AD when the Jewish temple was destroyed by the Romans. And now all these teachings of prophecy, well, they're parallels or they're allegories. They're there to teach us a spiritual lesson. The problem is this is false teaching. It's a false and indefensible position when interpreting the Bible, and it is very damaging to the understanding of the whole Bible and God's overall purpose and plan for the world and for His kingdom and His church. So I don't think he's really the best resource or a good source at all for understanding any of this. So you need to probably move on, to understanding these things the way God actually intended for us to understand them. You see, this description of the mark of the beast, quite possibly some form of this chip, is what will occur in what Jesus called the tribulation period. It is a fulfillment of a prophecy in Daniel chapter 9. And the very, very short version of what will happen is this, that at any moment, the catching up, or what is called the rapture of the church, of all believers now who are the church, will be caught up with Christ and go into his presence immediately. Then there will be a seven-year tribulation period, which will begin, in which the beast, which is what the Bible calls the world leader that will emerge and unite the world's economies and governments into one under him, with a central control of all people in the world and their movements and their money. Now, after this period of 7 years, all those in heaven will return with Christ to the earth. He defeats his opponents, swiftly and establishes his 1,000-year kingdom sitting on the throne in Jerusalem. After that, the final battle in the new heaven and new earth, his united forever kingdom, will come, and sin and Satan are forever banished, leaving joy for all who have believed in Jesus forevermore. So, to summarize, follower of Christ, you have nothing to fear when you see things like this with the chip. It won't touch you, because you'll already be gone by that time. I will be. That's what the scriptures promise us. And this is effectively, when this is effectively mandated worldwide, we won't be here. Very likely, they'll do this in the form of the technology of a chip like this. We get that. But in the meanwhile, we will see this coming like we do here, step by step, as the devil and the world that he propels prepares the way for it. But again, you and I have nothing to fear. For those who believe, there's nothing to fear at all. In fact, listen to what Paul says, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning in verse 13. He says, "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those things, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus." In other words, those who have died and passed on already, but they believed in Jesus. Verse 15, "For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." So what do we do now in response to this? We don't actually respond to it, not react to it, but continue fulfilling what Jesus commanded us 2,000 years ago, to keep doing already, and that is share the gospel, the good news of Jesus, with everyone. Make disciples of Jesus, and live for him and his righteousness moment by moment, abiding in him. So don't fear. Just keep on doing what he's told us to always do. Well, I hope this has been a huge help to you. Hey, don't forget to like this podcast, subscribe, follow, and share Truth Unbound podcast with everyone. Do not fear. Christ is coming. In the meanwhile, follow Jesus, and you'll always follow the truth.